Now, time out. If America really is broken, maybe we should have just burned down the Capitol, right? Start over? Well, start fresh?
Then we would have to worry about doing stuff at that point. And that's where I kind of back out. Okay. You know, I'm just
so you're more of like, there's the problem, someone else solve it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm with you.
I'm not trying to put the boots on and go outside.
Yeah, no.
That's too much. I'm not trying to fight for my nation. I just want to complain about it.
The city of Los Angeles is on lockdown.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of the Lockdown Podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, please make sure to do it. Or not. It just,
It'd be cool if you did.
Be quite cool if you did. Keith, how was your trip in D.C.?
Yeah, tell us more about how you, your people, and your movement, right?
Yeah. What happened? How was it? How was the weather? Let's start off.
Honestly, it was like 85, sunny. Oh, the winds were out of the east. So, Everybody's... You know, freedom flow was just—it was in the wind. The flags were flapping, dude.
Yeah, if the flags aren't flapping. Is it? You know.
Well, if you guys tuned in last week, you saw us debate how many third graders you thought we could take in a battle. When the real question should have been, how many third graders does it take to take over our Capitol? Because less than you thought. If we would have pitched this last week, it's a lot less.
And the answer is. One school bus.
Yeah. Dude, couple buses.
Couple buses.
Dude, right when this happened, I thought of you first.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you did.
You're,
I bet everybody
not
did.
Not for that reason. You're like one of two dudes I know that has done like private security and has like worked in security.
Yeah.
How pathetic was that security? Like on one hand, I get, okay, 99% of the time, those guys aren't doing anything. Yeah. That's got to be like the most boring like mall security type shit. But for that pop-off moment...
Yeah,
that's Randy's one
dude,
job.
Dude, this
that
is,
was
this
his
is
one time
Paul
to shine,
Paul,
and he's
Paul
just
Blart.
Going, come on in.
Dude, they straight
so,
gave
like,
up, dude. Right,
so
they
like,
quit in like a half hour.
In fairness, though, I think they were undermanned. They were undermanned.
Well, of course.
Which is complete
stupid.
Lack of like,
when you're a dude looking at a mob and all you have is a fucking concert railing in front of you, what are you going to do?
Like, my thing is, could they have done more? Yes. If they would have acted like... how they were supposed to, it would have just escalated everything. It would have been,
it would have been way more people.
I think
it
was
massive.
I think it was more of a,
it was like a quality control at that point. It was just let them do their shit, and then eventually they'll fade out.
It was clearly the people, they didn't have those measures in place. You know what I mean?
Not at all.
Which is stupid.
Which is
whole. You knew what was going to happen.
Dude.
You knew. And like, it's just dumb.
I don't understand why people are so upset. Like, Nicolas Cage went and stole the Declaration of Independence. He celebrated. He got one, two, I think, what, three
You're
movies?
You telling me these people don't have a party in the Capitol? Like,
well, I'm just
saying. Having a field day.
Like,
minus
was it,
the one girl that got shot, but.
Yeah, which honestly.
And the cop that got murdered.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
There was a cop that got murdered, too, yeah.
Yeah, some guy got beat over the head with a fire extinguisher, a police officer, or off-duty cop
that's
that was there.
That's a brutal way to go out.
Dude, there's a video of it. The crowd pulls him in.
It sucks him
in.
It's so stupid.
Like, mob-style shit. The guy disappears.
It's like zombies.
It was just like fucking zombies, dude. It looked like
it's
zombies.
It's so disgusting.
Like,
I don't see how anybody on the left or
mob
the right
mentality,
can
bro.
Think,
that's
like,
really what it
any
is.
Any of this is acceptable.
Yeah.
Mob like, mentality is a crazy
you,
thing.
I guarantee you, there's probably some people that, like, got, like, once they were like there and they're like okay peacefully protesting and everything like that and then all of a sudden when shit starts popping off and everyone starts moving forward you're just like I guess this is what's going on
it's
now.
Always
and
a
now
mixed bag
you're gonna go to prison for like 10 years
it's always
you know
a mixed
I mean?
Bag and they
war.
Deserve to honestly
oh, I mean we've been saying this since the Black Lives Matter riots going on any like it doesn't matter what you know the cause is behind it it's like wrong is wrong like you know like that's fucked up
dude you have good people you have shitty people that's
wasn't the chick that got shot though she was in
she
the military
a, she was an Air Force vet I
oh.
believe
yeah, so she spent way too much she spent way too much time in a flight simulator
she, yeah exactly she's been in the hallways for too long and it's like the academics that are in school and then they're like well the charts show and everyone's like fuck your charts you don't know what the real world's
if
like
we bro. Were there and we would just let's just say we would have broken into the government building with Keith what would you have taken? What would you have done? Like, where would you want to get the photo op?
One, you know I mean? Would, dude.
Are you kidding me?
Like, there's a huge difference between throwing rocks at a Zoomies
and
fucking charging the Capitol building.
Well, you know, it's just.
You know what I mean?
Tomato, like, tomato, right?
The one thing that ticked me off before we answer that is out of all the things that was freaky, What is like some other third world countries thinking right now when they see this shit? Mexico's probably down there like, yo, we could break in, dude.
No. Well, think about it. If I was them, I'd be pissed.
Such a security breach on like a national stage. Are you kidding me?
That's everybody's like, oh, this show's great. I love it.
Cuba's like, we could probably do this.
Yeah. Well, honestly, if I'm those other countries, if I'm like Adolf seeing this from the grave, you're like, I could have done that the whole time.
That's exactly. My whole thing is like, dude, these aren't the brightest people either.
But there's a difference between like domestic terrorism and like actual like international terrorism.
Is there? If a bunch of Cubans put on Trump hats and wanted to fucking...
I guess it is foreign or domestic. But
I'm pretty sure they were all Cubans that did it. They just, yeah. Pretty sure it was real like white skin.
Randy and his friends from Bass Pro.
Dude, like, yeah, this wasn't the top. This wasn't Ocean 11's crew.
If it
was an international incident,
they would have no problem dropping bombs versus telling how they would have handled it.
It's a weird thought, though. Yeah. That just because you're from a different country, do the exact same stunt. We got World
War III.
You guys are
lucky. You're lucky I'm not in charge of security.
Dude,
it would have made Sandy Hook like a children's book. Dude.
Oh my god,
a children's book. Are you kidding? That would have been the biggest.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
You want to play stupid games? You're gonna win stupid prizes,
dude. Breaking into
Come in my house. You're gonna die.
You know what's crazy?
You're gonna die.
We've been against like all the rioting and stuff like that from like the past year, and you know people could be like, "Oh,
I'm
that's
against
insensitive."
Looting,
exactly. And then all of a sudden, now it's like on this foot, and it's like it's okay. Like. You got to just be consistent. Like, there's, which we have this entire time. I have no problem with any of these people going to prison for as long as they get charged for it.
Absolutely. Like, felonies everywhere.
It's terrible that people lost their lives, but more should have.
And also,
I feel terrible for the cop that lost his life. The chick, it's awful what happened. But again, what you said, play stupid games with super. Can you believe the girl that was storming the Capitol and the angry mob got shot and killed?
As she's banging on the final door that's the last people they're protecting.
Yeah. You know, the best part was the guys around her that like when he shot her they looked at her like bro a little excessive
the disbelief in all of this was just out of control.
I think we also have to be real though, like the Black Lives Matter people and stuff like that, they really need to get in touch with the white supremacy. I think they could take some lessons learned.
Bro, I think a group of teenagers could have done this. Mm-hmm. After what I saw, I don't think there's anything anyone could have done this, bro.
Yeah.
Like, these people were busting, like, retard. Like, these people are not bright. No one there looked like a fucking scholastic winner.
Mine is the guy with the headdress, dude. The guy with the headdress looked like he knew what was. He'd been in that position.
The last
before.
Book that guy read was Harry Potter and the Hatchet in fifth grade.
Honestly, that guy with the horns and stuff like that, Speaker of the House, kind of prefer him over Nancy Pelosi. But
you
just me.
The one thing he will contribute to this society is the memes.
Oh, are you kidding?
The meme culture that guy did.
And we're going to throw that guy away in prison for what?
him and Podium Guy. Incredible
memes. Podium Guy looked like he just got done skiing. He was having a grand old time. He was like,
he just got off the
slopes. You guys want any beer?
There's Modelo's in the fridge.
Have you guys seen that people are, his wife, I guess, is a doctor in Florida.
Yeah, she got outed.
People are going like to her Google reviews page.
That guy has five kids in Florida. He's a stay-at-home dad.
They all have kids. Look at the fucking grouping of people.
No. I'm just saying.
With their cousins.
That was a family reunion.
I'm saying, like you have a family at home. What are you doing?
He came from Florida too. Like the chick
that got shot and killed. She's from California.
Yeah,
and her husband had no idea she went to D.C.
Well, there's more stuff coming out that apparently these crazy people were planning this for multiple days, like busing in people and trying to organize. Like this thing didn't just it wasn't just a regular protest that all of a sudden these people just happened to gather for. Like there was people that meant to go there. So as more of this information rolls out, it's gonna get really trippy to see who led it. You know, was it led? Was it just...
I think it was more of a sporadic thing.
But we don't know.
I feel
that's
like
the
there
thing.
Was definitely... I don't know. It's like the fucking Storm Area 51 thing. Like, that was a group of people that started on a little Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been the same thing.
That was a lot of the... That's like the scapegoat and the thing a lot of people are hiding... These other companies are hiding behind to use to ban Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Was that they're saying that the reasoning was that he used this platform to incite the violence or whatever. Which they're saying for other people, too, is that they're using these... to congregate. It's no shit, it's social media.
But
what else would you use?
I think that actually brings up a point that I think actually is kind of scary. The whole I think there's censorship. Crazy people on Parler and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this is not a good precedent. This is not a good precedent to all of a sudden. What do you think Antifa and people on the far left use all their shit to Facebook and Twitter?
Oh,
you know what I mean? I'm in a lot of these crazy fringe Facebook groups where I'm joined just to just kind of see you know, what they say.
Well, the thing is that everyone's treating this like Trump is the first guy, but he's not. So many of these, like, just Facebook and Twitter alone has permabanned, like, thousands of prominent figures. Yes, not the president. I understand that that's a whole nother level jump, which, to your point, is setting a whole new precedent. But this isn't the first rodeo. Like, if you break their rules, and this is what this is the fucked up thing, is that if you, to your point of, like, where does this go?
Yeah.
If eventually you don't align, then you don't get to talk, is, like, the ultimate point of where this could go, which is China.
Exactly where it's leading to. It's funny today when people are celebrating the president getting, you know, suspended off Twitter and stuff like that. And for him, like, egging things on and then
he deserves it.
I'm fine with that. At least for temporary suspension. You know what I mean? However, celebrate today, but, like, tomorrow, when you get rid of the President Trumps of the world and the Alex Jones of the world and stuff like that, all you're doing is making it one step closer to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because guess what? It wasn't just them. Then they banned, like, you know, Dan Bongino and who's on Fox News stuff like that. Once this is what people don't understand about, like, socialism and, like, as far as, like, freedom of speech and stuff like that. It's like, it doesn't happen overnight. It's slowly chip away at it.
But there is a pro and con. You know, you have to break down, like, looking at pros and cons of your literal president.
Oh, yeah.
Spreading lies that the general public knows are lies. Like, this isn't, like, some high-level, like, corrupt politician type shit. This is blatant information that, like, the regular Joe Schmo knows is a lie, and our president is still lying. So, that's the scary thing, is how long will you allow the top figures of the world to just straight blatantly lie to the public? Yeah. And where do you have to cut that off? Because you can't allow that.
No.
We have to have that understood, is that's not American either.
No.
It's just as American. Like, censoring and not allowing that shit is on the same page.
Well, you have to have consequences for your actions.
You have to.
But it's like,
That's what I'm saying. That's why, like, as soon as I saw that,
one of those consequences so small that
that's the pros and cons.
Like,
as soon as that happened, I was like, he needs to go. And just like, just because that you can't have that.
Yeah, but we talked about it on the last episode. Wheeling and dealing for 11,000. Like, we can't, this can't be public.
But my only problem that I hate, that I fucking hate, is the hypocrisy of just, like, we've been seeing all these riots go on the other side of the spectrum for a year. And all of these people, like, all of these people have these exact same tweets and stuff like that, that they're just like, there needs to be unrest in the streets. Like, protests are supposed to make you feel uncomfortable. The mostly peaceful protests that then turn into fire and looting. It's like, guess what? Most of the people that were there at the DC, we're mostly peaceful.
That's how it always, like, it doesn't matter, like, to what you said earlier. It doesn't matter what your point is. A protest is a protest, and a gathering of people is a gathering of people. They all kind of go the same. They all kind of go the same way. It doesn't matter what you believe in. A group of fucking a shit ton of people upset about a topic typically will escalate through time. And it's just like, we need to find a better way of mitigating these riot-type scenarios. Like, I was blown away that they called the National Guard and it got rejected. Like, why would that get... Why did they give a reason as to why?
I don't know about that.
Because that freaks me out. How can we have people breaking into our Capitol and it is not a go-ahead yes on that?
Well, I don't know if that's accurate,
though. That's so crazy to me. That's the only thing. It was rejected. That's public knowledge.
I haven't looked into it.
It is. I don't know the reasoning behind or if they even gave one.
Well, I heard
they, for sure,
there was, like, some hesitation from the mayor of D.C.,
I don't know where it came from, but I know for sure that when the first call was, that's like on the fucking, that's like guaranteed news that it was rejected. And that blows my mind. Like, I would think of something way smaller that they could call the National Guard for than, like,
this is another thing. It's
some, like, important shit inside that.
You know, a lot of people are going to say, like, oh, a lot of people, like, try to point out the differences between, like, what's the difference between this and the Black Lives Matter movement. And it's like, oh, look, they're all white people, obviously. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the problem with, the reason I think there was a lack of security, which was insanely stupid, and heads should roll for that, but was that with people on the right generally don't riot like that. You know what I mean?
They were unprepared.
That they were unprepared.
That's
they gave
all
them
is.
The benefit of the doubt, and the people this privilege. Because
I mean,
they
benefit
don't
of the doubt
riot,
is,
like,
a euphemism. They were horrifically unprepared. Yeah. Like, they didn't have backup for fucking.
It was a normal day.
Watch on my phone.
Yeah.
What's going on, and there isn't backup yet. You get what I'm saying? If I'm as a fucking regular Joe Schmo in LA that knows nobody, I am not connected at all with anything, can find out this information.
You know,
and they are not ready? Like, what?
Another thing that's crazy is literally at, like, DC is one of the most, like, highly security, like, area in the United States.
Like, mind blowing.
Oh, is it?
Or is it? Exactly. Was it supposed to? It was supposed to be. That's
the other country's thoughts right now.
Yes. Dude, Russia's looking at this like, this couldn't have been the season. Like, there's no fucking way. Putin's like, really? Like, Putin probably called Trump and roasted him.
Yeah.
Oh, this how they gonna? Oh, they sat on Pelosi's desk that quick? You fucking loser! Like,
that's amazing.
It was so embarrassing as an American. That knocked us down so many pegs on like the world scale. Like, I lost so much respect,
for
dude.
So long,
it's like, what's? I mean, look.
This is some third world antics shit. We would turn on the news and see Colombia and a group of motherfuckers out in front of their government building smashing windows and be like, yeah, this is some crazy world they live in. And we turn around and it's our fucking capital and they're just like breaking in like it's Tuesday.
I mean, I think it was a Tuesday, right?
It was.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing was also the people.
Pathetic.
Mind you, I'm more upset, like I think we all are, is more upset of the people in charge that should have seen this coming and should have had things in place. Because this wasn't just like, that wasn't day one of the rally and stuff like that. It was going on for like a week beforehand.
But then again, you don't know any type of, you know, interlocked like web that people that were in power could have like allowed this to happen.
Well, there were people in power in the crowd. That's what's going to be interesting is like the next month, you know, like the news cycle for like what's going to roll out of this. Because there's already people like reeling back. But to your point of like the whole like they look so hypocritical a year from now.
Sure.
That type of shit, they're all rolling back. The people that were participating all rolling back. I mean, fucking Pence himself. Like, the top of the top of the guys are all like, whoa, this was too far for us. It's like, okay, bro, now? Like, fuck. When we were wheeling and dealing for 11,000 votes or whatever.
And if you're, like, misinformed on a lot of these issues and you're in that...
Like
this,
I am.
This is the... you're not in this category. I'm like, and it's the same, my same problem with the left. And the reason I keep pointing that out is just because it's nice to see so many of my, especially my liberal friends, finally come to the, you know, the point of like, oh, like, this... behavior is kind of abhorrent. Yeah. Not really great. You know what I mean? Thanks for joining that side now. You know? But
I still stand by the point of like, I'm not excusing the riots of BLM. That was all disgusting. We experienced it. So I saw it firsthand. So I get to have an opinion on it more than someone else does because I literally was at my fucking front door.
Yeah.
But there is a difference from throwing a brick through a Zoomies and charging the capital.
Well, time out.
There's a huge difference.
You're kind of overplaying this a lot.
How?
Because let's just be honest. There wasn't just throwing bricks. There was like...
Burn it down. Burn down the Zoomies. That's sad.
That's not what happened. That's not what happened. And it's kind of... It's almost disingenuous to like just say it like that. There was like over 30 people killed during all these riots.
Absolutely. The scope was much larger.
I'm just saying there was federal buildings taken over. There was police departments taken over.
No. Not like this.
Not like... I'm not even
close to this.
What are you talking
people,
about?
People, I mean, they were in the... They were crucial information.
I'm with you. Top secret shit, dude. This isn't fucking Santa Monica. I'm with you on that as far as that this is the nation's capital. So it's what,
way
the
different.
The symbolism is way more.
And
however,
the information.
To just say that like, oh, like when people can compare it to like a couple targets and stuff like that, it's like... It wasn't
also
just a couple,
wrong.
It wasn't just a couple targets, though, is what I'm saying.
Way larger in scale, but in delivery and like what happened, I'd say way bigger.
Well, yeah, that's because like you know they went big or go home.
Better.
Yeah.
They just made one concentrated push, and
they just made the smarter choice,
and the left was more spread out.
We're giving them too much credit, though. Like what you're saying, there was when you have 17 security people on guard that don't have guns, and they're like making $16 an hour. You get what you pay for.
What are you going to do? When you're looking at 500 fucking
neither
angry
one
people?
Is, like...
Right, I'm not trying to excuse them.
No, well, I know,
but
this is what I get, a little bit bigger of a deal.
But this is...
This is more disrespectful to, like, our ability as a nation. Like, I get that there was, like... Because, like, everything else was isolated, right? It was, like, how is Seattle treating this? You know what I mean? How is L.A. treating this? It was more, like, how are the independent cities going to treat these things? They all failed, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But this was, like, a representation of how did America handle it? And we fucking look like idiots.
But I agree. Well, I agree. All I'm just saying...
We look like idiots before.
It's not, like, so as far as way as you were making it. But, like, I agree. Obviously, the symbolism and anyone should... No one should ever be in our nation's capital. That's like,
I'm with you. You should not be able to get through the front door.
What I just don't like is all these people that were in the federal government that were stoking these flames for so long, and then you have the media parroting it and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, this was a perfect storm waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And then you have these idiots that are just misinformed and like they...
emotional decisions.
It's like the Pizzagate thing. Like, when you follow up, like, Q and stuff like that, like, they actually think, like, and wrongly, that the election was, like, 100% stolen and rigged and stuff like that, and that they're a true patriot. You know what I mean? And you get to, you take advantage of these people, and next thing you know, it's just, it's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
And
it doesn't help that, like, even when the riots initially started, everybody's still cooped up inside. Shit's still closed.
It's still a horrible
recipe.
Everybody
has a reason to go out. It's 10 times worse than it probably would have been on a normal fucking, like, life cycle day.
Just and it makes disgusting. Everything so much more heightened.
Oh, yeah.
Now, time out. If America really is broken, maybe we should have just burned down the Capitol, right? Start over? Start fresh?
Then we would have to worry about doing stuff at that point. And that's where I kind of back out. Okay. You know, I'm just
trying more
to
of like,
chill.
There's the problem. Someone else solve it.
Yes, exactly.
I'm with you.
I'm not trying to put the boots on and go outside.
Yeah, no.
That's too much. I'm not trying to fight for my nation. I just want to complain about it.
So if the Capitol, per se, did burn down, what would be like... What should it, because honestly, the White House and stuff like
Civil
that.
Civil War. It's a little,
well, it's a little overdue. I mean, it should be renovated, shouldn't it, at the very least?
I mean,
like, Tesla has a cool looking headquarters.
Right,
like,
it's not as modern.
That's what I'm saying. We should modernize the Capitol. Oh, everything across the board. White House, too.
Security first, huh? Let's modernize that.
We'll do
the, you know, we'll worry about the paint later. How about the people that can just walk
through
the front
door? We
can
chew bubble gum and riot at the same time.
Yeah, it was really disgusting. Really weird. It was really the perfect way to kick off 2021 when you really think about it. What's better than that?
Well,
5
honestly,
days into
so,
the year.
So you guys called it. You specifically called it. I was watching last episode and you were like, "You know what? It's 3 days in. Nothing crazy has happened and we're like no wildfires yet." And you were literally like, "Well, that's cuz it's the weekend."
Yeah, yeah.
Give it
Monday.
Wait till Monday. Yeah. Things are going to go downhill. So, honestly, at this rate, 2021 could be potentially worse than 2020 because we're starting off with under siege.
We're starting off worse. Last time it was Australia was on fire. That's kind of far away.
Yeah, and it's the koala bears. Like, I love koala bears, but like...
It was crazy, bro.
It's not the Capitol.
It was koala bears probably would have done better security.
I don't know about you guys, but have you ever been to it, the Capitol? Like,
yeah.
You did a field trip there?
Yeah, I walked right in.
Dude, I've never gone to it, so it's always just... I've never even been
to
that part.
Just give you guys a heads up, I was there 3 days ago, so I can tell you all about it.
But for me, it was kind of trippy, because it's like, I've only seen it in, like, books and TV my whole life. Like, I've never been to it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of trippy to see, like, people just, like,
you've never
in
been
the
to, like, DC at all?
Nah.
Dude, I think it's dope.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people do.
Weather's
but
great.
For me, it was so surreal because it's like almost like one of those old buildings that like nothing happens in. Yeah. You know, it's just like it's Pelosi's desk. Like it's like one of those like super normal. Just like yes, it's infamous, but it's also really just an office, right? At the end of the day, like normally.
Mm-hmm.
But to see it like get pillaged and shit was just like
kinda
so
cool.
Like
what?
It literally looked like a a scene out of like a
Olympus
a movie.
Everybody was like, "Cold Jamar Bumper."
No, like Idiocracy, that movie.
Yeah,
they go forward in time and everyone's like retarded. It looked like that because the guy had like the horns and they're holding the podium. It's just like, you couldn't write that shit.
Yeah. Simpsons could.
So that would have been a good question. Who could have stopped the White House from going down? Gerard Butler or like what other superheroes? Like who do we have called?
The Avengers.
The Avengers. That would have been a good stance.
Or maybe.
Something seemed Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Just him.
Just him alone.
Or just him alone. Just walking.
He just comes out of the Capitol in a suit.
He's got a suit.
Just fucking.
I'm tired of this.
Honestly, well now, like, all of those movies are just, like, overhyped. And I'm just
way
like,
overhyped.
Yeah.
Dude, this goes
why'd you pay so much? It was free.
This goes all the way back to, was it Rogan's bit? About
no,
the guy
I think
running
it was
across
Burr.
The lawn.
And this
was that Burr?
Burr. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just
he
like,
ran up to the, like, what happens when you get to the front door? This is what happens when
he
gets
was
to
like,
the
he's like, honestly, I didn't think I'd make it this far.
Dude, he made that bit like 7 years ago, 6 years ago.
And guess what? The Secret Service, everyone should have took notes. You would have thought that would have been like a good call of like, damn, we don't even have mimes in the front yard.
They had nothing.
Mimes, not mimes.
Mimes would also be terrifying. I'm not going to lie. A scene
Redneck
of mimes.
They're just going, stop.
There's a force here. We can't get through it.
The mimes would for sure stop a few of those red things.
Oh, my God. Just have a couple, like, Pennywise the Clown standing in there. It'd be
That'd
terrifying.
Be better than what happened. Fucking.
Oh, man.
It was not our best
display.
They
literally could have done anything to prevent or like deter those riots from happening.
Literally anything. Like, you know, videos are kind of like fucked up too, because like it'll be like a tight on like a cop like letting a barrier go down,
sure,
and then they'll cut it there, which is obviously the cop's not helping the situation, but also what is he gonna do? But then there'll be the longer frames, and you'll look to the right, and there's already other people behind the other side of the barrier. It's like a very like it can be misleading because they're shooting it, and they did it the same on the reverse with the fucking LA shit too. It's just annoying to me when people take like these freeze frames and
people are so stupid. So the same people also too that were on the right that were just like, no, this is Antifa in disguise. It's like.
No, bro. No. That's Bill, dude. I know that guy. And he's fucking walking through.
He lives around the corner from
Did you see the picture? There was just one black guy. Have you seen the one black guy?
No.
There's one black guy that went in.
Really?
And everyone was like, what's this guy doing here?
I saw a picture of him standing there. It was like, where is Stimmy at?
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes like, the one black guy goes, where does Stimmy room at?
That's that's like the as sad as it is, the greatest thing to come from this is all the like the funny ass videos, dude. The memes. Like there's one.
Do
like,
you think that Trump will make a comeback? Because this is the first big dick move that's happened to Trump. Trump's normally big dick swinging, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's known for the big dick moves. That's what he does, right? Just big sweeping crazy ass moves. This is the first time he got big dicked. What do you think happens next?
Well, first off, I'll answer your question, but like, you know, after this all happened, Trump's in his office and he's just like, wow, that escalated quickly.
Did you hear he got
really good out of hand?
Did you hear reportedly he said that he was a little disappointed at the overall look of what his supporters were? He said he didn't really like the vibe.
I can tell. I mean, people have to forget Trump's a legit New York City New Yorker. Like,
and he's been rich forever. He's very elitist.
He's the
not like.
Of, yeah.
And what's crazy is all these like country bumpkin people love him, but he really like spits on those kind of people. Like,
But
he plays to the mass.
Bro, look at his hotel, bro.
Yeah, they can't.
It ain't
to
country
there.
Bumpkin favorite.
We were right there across from it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
To answer your question though, as far as like,
what do you think his comeback move is? He's gonna make a move. Does he go on TV?
People,
he shut down online. Kind of.
This always happens in history. Like once you go further away from something, like you kind of forget about certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like people hated George. Obviously, people hate Donald Trump, but still, people hated George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you give a little bit of time, and then you see him hanging with Ellen DeGeneres in the car. You know what I mean? Like, it will still be there.
Yeah,
but it will go down a little bit.
Oh, you're saying years then?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was talking like in the short term. Obviously, like 10 years from now, no one's gonna give a fuck. That's just like people's goldfish minds.
I think he starts a TV network, like he's been teasing. And stuff
I'm thinking
like that.
He does some sort of online platform TV
which
network.
Which I don't think is good for the Republican Party. They need to distance themselves as quickly as possible.
Dude, that's what I could.
Well, that's what I think. Sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say a lot of like the Republicans are gonna push for impeachment too, because that's probably gonna help them.
It's not gonna happen though.
Bro,
Trump almost won. If they had just a regular Republican run, they would have won.
Yeah. Of course.
Trump's not going to get impeached because it's just they don't have the votes and it's only a couple days away. You need two-thirds of senators, so which is, you know, what's two-thirds of 166 or whatever?
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
I saw you can push off the election for quite a bit. So.
Yeah. Well, but look, so he's not going to get impeached, but you know who's got that peach, though?
Huh.
Jeffree Star.
Bro.
Did you see my home... Boy, girl, my.
I'm not even
boy?
Gonna touch that. I don't know. We'll call him Jeffrey.
Or, so,
sorry, fuck. Dude, pronouns are so hard
Jeffrey.
To avoid.
Yeah, you said it, right?
I said him already.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
You fucking.
Proper English, sorry.
No, we're calling it.
Yeah.
Well, that's
well Jeffy.
So yeah, so Jeffree Star, apparently there was reports. Mind you, so Jeffree Star started off his early days on the internet. He's a big, like, celebrity mogul now. As
is
far
he?
As, like, Jeffrey is a celebrity mogul star now from Jeffrey's makeup line.
Good job.
And we're getting there. Okay, yeah. You know, that's you just gotta
you just
be
use their name
which
a ridiculous
you're not
amount
to be
of
rude,
time.
Yeah, you know?
And Jeffrey.
So, anyways, this guy does a lot of makeup.
Is he a guy?
So Jeffrey does a lot of makeup, and Jeffrey gets super big off of it, and now is, you know, multimillionaire or something like that. But Jeffrey was
Internet
born
guy.
A biological boy, and now is, I don't know what he identifies himself as, but what Jeffrey identifies Jeffrey as. And but there was rumors that Jeffree Star was linked to Kanye West, who's in turmoil right now with his wife, Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. So they're getting divorced, and it might be because Yay. Did some yay
with a gay
with a gay So there's so, no dude, this would be a Kanye move, let's face it.
Yeah.
As the star whole, you know, the whole typical story of the rap star goes famous, this is the perfect crash and burn, right?
Yeah.
Has the wife, has the kids, trying to hold it together. They get the divorce. Why? Mm-hmm. He's sleeping with some crazy internet person.
Yeah.
It just sounds like something Kanye would do.
It does. It's just so Kanye.
It's so Kanye. And Jeffree Star was like in Wyoming. Guess who likes to go to Wyoming all the time?
Kanye lives in Wyoming.
Don't they have like a big ass ranch?
Oh, it's like massive. That's where he does a lot.
And they just got divorced. So you know Kim is in LA and Kanye's in the Wyoming spot.
But now that Kim's single too, like, what's up, Kim?
Yeah, you and every other basketball player, football player.
Kim's about to go off. How much you want?
She's about to make another video.
Because think who's
she gotta sustain.
Keith's not wrong, dude. Who's the queen of taking advantage of the moment? Than Kim K.
Kim Kardashian.
She's the OG of it all.
I kind
of
feel bad for Paris Hilton. Like Paris Hilton was the original Kim K. And then
I got so much respect for Kim.
Really?
Yeah, dude, because Paris was like a Hilton daughter.
Yeah.
She was a blow-off, whatever. She was rich already.
Who is Kim Kardashian's dad?
Hold on now.
Okay, I'll let you go.
What did Paris do, though? She had one show, and she was cute for a little bit. Yeah. Kim built a fucking empire. What's Paris's empire? I don't know anything Paris does.
She's a DJ.
Exactly. She's barely making the set list at EDC Orlando. Kim K is literally can move the needle on the internet. Yeah, like, that's a different ball player, bro.
But that's what I'm saying. Was it just because Kim Kardashian's video was better than Paris Hilton's?
It was many more moves, bro. Paris it was all the moves she made.
Well, obviously, like, her reality show was... I think that's the problem. Paris Hilton just didn't have enough siblings.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? If she had more to capitalize off them, I mean, Kim Kardashian, who set like Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner up for success more than like Kim put all this. I don't even know if it's Kim. Maybe it's just her mom, Kris Jenner.
I think mom too much credit.
Really?
I was gonna go the opposite way.
Really?
I think she's like the mastermind, like basically like pimping out her kids.
You think it was her idea for the sex tape though with Ray J?
Yeah.
You think it was the mom's idea?
100%. She walks up. You guys need anything? Any condoms?
The mom from Mean Girls.
she's like, oh, okay, have fun. She's like, the camera angle's a little off.
We want some light here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone gives her a lot of credit for like putting the whole family. I think that's just like a move because she's just the mom.
Yeah.
I don't think anything happens without Kim.
Well, you know what's crazy is like Kim Kardashian is still one of the highest ranked porn stars in the world.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
On like Pornhub, she's like top 20. Has one tape.
Dude.
Which honestly, she's a one hit wonder, really, in that regard.
Yeah.
You know.
But unlike Paris, she knew how to branch out.
Yeah.
Like Paris just stayed in the lane.
Paris have a sex tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that good, right?
No.
It was. I think I preferred it over Kim K's.
I mean,
that's because you don't like black people.
And thanks for tuning in to the Lockdown Podcast. Make sure to subscribe. And our next show will actually be another Florida live show.
Right.
So we're excited to go back and get COVID. And we'll see you guys next time from Florida.
Peace.